Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Scott Jennings. He's a national treasure, ladies and gentlemen, coming up after the bottom of the hour. He got attacked. I don't know if you saw this, Sue. I think I talked about it yesterday. Keith Olbermann said, "You're next, MF-er," to Jennings. That made... It's craziness out there. But he will react, Scott Jennings, the number one Cardinals fan on national television. That's what I'll call him. And a nice tie-in here. You know, we love this audio. Fred brought this to us last weekend. Bill DeWitt III was at the Vatican and met Pope Leo.
Yeah, it was fun because... I noted that he was a White Sox fan, and then he instantly said, "Yeah, but my father was a Cardinals fan." So there was a definite moment there where he connected with what we were doing. The Pope and I share something in common. We both help manage Cardinals.
Aha! That was our audio cut of the day one day last week. And Bill DeWitt III, the Cardinals president, is with us this afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk. Bill, how are you? It's been a little while since we've chatted. Hope all is well.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Good to be with you.
So tell us the story of how this came together, because, you know, we really love the audio. It seemed like a very special, warm moment. So give us the backstory here.
Yeah, so my wife, Ira, has she started with a company called St. Candles, and it started taking off. And she then added to it with an app called St. Catholic Lifestyle. And she just sort of gotten back into her faith and really wanted to share it with people in a couple of different ways. And as part of the app, she has an arrangement with Rome Reports. Rome Reports, obviously in Rome, they cover the Vatican, and they kind of provide news about the Pope and other things related to the Vatican to a bunch of different media outlets. And so she has the exclusive for an app in the U.S. And as a result of those contacts, we were able to get a visit with the Pope after one of his weekly visits, or I should say appearances in St. Peter's Square. And so I was just, you know, tagging along from her taking the lead. And of course, I brought a Cardinal jersey.
You had to, of course. So was the line that you were in, like as a greeting line, was it relatively short? Was it exclusively you guys, or how did that work?
There were probably 80,000 people in St.
Peter's
Square.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But there's like a level, a stairwell up to a level that he had this podium. And there's probably 100 people on either side of that in sort of the, quote, meet and greet group. And we were part of that. So the meet and greets lasted a little while. But, you know, I mean, it probably took about an hour to get everybody through. But so we were sort of in the middle of that. And so we wanted to be quick, but we also, you know, he was nice to pause and talk for a minute, and it was a real thrill.
So the Cardinals jersey that you gave him had his name on the back, right?
Yeah, it said Leo XIV as the name, and then I just picked 25 as the number because it's 2025, the year he became Pope.
I love that. So, you know, when he was announced as Pope, you might remember this, there was a little bit of, fear in Cardinals Nation, because it appeared at first, and there was even a picture that went out there that he was a Cubs fan. We quickly learned out, Thankfully, he was a White Sox fan, right? But what? So was his mom a Cubs fan and then dad was a Cardinals fan? Do you know the background on that?
Well, I think he grew up or at least spent some of his youth in the south side of Chicago. So I think it was just natural that they were White Sox fans.
Yeah.
But his dad was a Cardinal fan from whatever his story was growing up. But I don't think he by living in the South Side, being the Cardinals fan didn't win out, and I think the White Sox thing did, which I understand. But it was very cool to see him animate around that topic, and then my wife gave him a candle, which was nice, and then I said, we'd love to host you for a mass at Busch Stadium at some point, and he smiled about that too because. I mean, he's going to have to come to the U.S. at some point, right?
Of course.
I mean, yeah. And so I think he wants to really be the Pope for everybody. And so he'll probably, from what I'm hearing, travel to a few other countries, but then, at some point, make it to the U.S.
Well, that had to be awesome. And then so you really did kind of joke around about both you and Pope Leo managing Cardinals. I like that, Bill.
Yeah. I mean,
that
was a natural line of keeping it light. But it was just surreal to be speaking to the Pope, who we always just sort of had, examples of like an Italian or other European countries, perhaps. But it always just seemed like a world away from the standpoint of who the Pope was. But to just connect with somebody who's from the U.S. and just instantly recognized something as simple as, the Cardinals or Busch Stadium. He said, and I spent a year in St. Louis in my seminary.
Right, we knew that.
Which he did, too. Yeah, so it was just amazing to connect with somebody like that. And the stories, you hear of, like, his brother, just a normal guy, and some of his friends and people that he worked with and in the U.S., probably a similar feeling of, this is just one of us who's done, just humble service for so long that they... It gave him the credibility to, get tapped as Pope. It's just amazing.
Yeah, that's a really cool story. And I'm really glad that you came on and shared it with us this afternoon.
Hey, Bill, this is Fred Bottomer. How weird did it seem to actually hear a Pope speaking fluent English as his natural language?
I mean, very, very weird, but very cool. I mean, when he does his address, there's like five or six people, with a copy of the address behind him. And then when he's done in Italian, they all come up and speak in the six different languages. So a small address becomes a long address because, they're translating in all the different languages. But and that's what we're used to, right? Just waiting till the English version comes along. But and he's so bilingual. I don't know how many languages he speaks, but he just naturally flows from one to the other.
Yeah, I think it was six from what I remember when the story
was
amazing.
I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. I mean, from the Italians we met, they're like, yeah, he speaks good Italian. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing. And I think, but just to have a conversation in his native tongue of English is pretty surreal.
The Cardinals president, Bill DeWitt III, is here. How do I segue into this conversation? Did you ask him to bless the team in the offseason for perhaps some results? Because obviously, I'd be remiss in my duties here to not ask you about the state of the franchise. There's fan frustration. We know about the attendance numbers. So how would you, as the president of the team, address that right now, Bill?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to actually talk a lot about that next week when the season ends. Monday and Tuesday, we'll have a series of press events, bidding adieu to Mo, obviously, who's finishing up, and then, really digging in with Haim and being able to convey his messaging to where he wants to take this. So you'll hear a lot about that next week, but, I'm optimistic. Obviously, it's been a disappointment. And it's starting to drag a bit because it's been a few years. And, I think I just, from my standpoint, want to convey how frustrated we are and that we want to get this right. And we're doing everything we can in our control to turn this thing around. So we're committed and, that's all you can do. Obviously, we have a little feel for that level of frustration. We see it, we hear it. And then the fans through attendance also demonstrate it. So, but we're also very appreciative of the fans who are hanging in there with us. And I know a lot of your listeners are, you know, with us through thick and thin. And
absolutely.
That's something we really appreciate.
Hi, Bill. Ethan Hannaford here. Just wanted to quickly ask you, I mean, this is a huge changing of the guard moving on from John Mozeliak in this president of baseball operations position to Chaim Bloom. Can you first speak on what Mo has meant to the Cardinals organization as a whole, being here for as long as he has, being a part of so much of this winning culture you guys have been able to build, but also what you are excited about, what Chaim Bloom is going to be able to do in this new position?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sure. I mean, you know, Mo's been with us really ever since we've been involved. He was part of Walt Jocketty's group and grew up in the organization. You know, I think it's fair to say, kind of took a chance on him when Walt departed and Mo really flourished. I mean, he had incredible energy. He really put everything he had into the job. That's something that we really appreciated. You know, it's not easy, right? It's a lot of sacrifice with family and schedule and everything. And he sustained a winning culture and winning results for many, many years. So we certainly look back very fondly and are appreciative of everything Mo's done for us. And then with Chaim, you know, he's a great baseball resume. He was with Tampa for many years and then had the top job in Boston, where he helped develop a really good farm system, which is now bearing fruit for them after just, you know, the few years he was with them. And he's excited and energized. And he's also knows our organization very well now because he's been with us 2 years. So, you know, we're lucky to have been able to kind of sort of orchestrate a smooth transition. And I think Chaim will be better for it because not only did he get to know everybody, but he also started making an impact, particularly early this year when he started hiring and developing our player development system staffing, which is now really made in his image. So I really we're excited about it. You'll hear from him, obviously, shortly. And I think Cardinals fans are, you know, have reason to be really excited about the future.
Bill, thank you so much. We love the Pope story. I'm so glad you shared a little bit more details with us this afternoon, and we look forward to some of the announcements in the postseason after next week. So thank you so much. Great to hook up with you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Scott Jennings on deck.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.